This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with John DeLay, head basketball coach at St. John's Prep. And John, you guys are off to a 7-2 start this year. Friday night, hosting BC High, undefeated. So this is a huge game for you guys coming up.
Yeah, it is. Any time we have a league game, it's usually a big game. BC High is undefeated, obviously in the conference, but overall as well. So this will be a good test for us to see where we're at. We've had a couple good wins, and we had a tough loss Tuesday night, but I think the guys will be ready to go Friday night.
Yeah. Tell me about what BC High brings to the table. Size, quickness, and how do they match up with you guys?
They do have a lot of size. Usually we're the team that's the bigger team, but this game they have three guys that can match up with our three bigs pretty good. They have two very skilled players who at any night can go off for 20, 30 points a night. So they have some good scores. They have some length, some athleticism. So they got a little bit of everything. It'll be a challenge for us. But, you know, we're ready for it. And, you know, we've been practicing the last couple of days preparing for them. So we should be ready.
Gotcha. Well, tell me about a couple of the big wins you've had this year.
Last Friday we beat CM at home. First time we had beaten them in 3 years. So it was a big win for us. We followed that up with a come from behind, very big win on Monday in Boston. We played Brighton.
Yeah.
We were down, I think it was 13 points in the fourth quarter, ended up winning by 5. Both very good teams, get up and down, shoot the lights out, very fast. So, kind of a contrasting style for us. But we were fortunate enough to come out with two big wins there, and hopefully we can, you know, keep that momentum going into Friday night's game.
Gotcha. Give me an overview of your key players, and you can go starters and beyond a few, because I'm sure there's a number of key players coming off the bench to contribute to the prep this year. So tell me about your players.
I'll just kind of go in no particular order with our starters, starting with our point guard, Jarnell Snow. He's a freshman who's kind of stepped in right away and kind of taken the reins as our point guard. He's a little guy, so he's oversized a little bit, but he's got a big heart, and he's tough, and he's very competitive. So we like that about him. Nate Hobbs is our leading scorer. He's our two guard, very athletic, very skilled, talented. His ceiling is huge. He keeps working. He keeps playing hard. He keeps getting better. He's going to be someone to be reckoned with around here. Matt Relihan is our three. Very good shooter for us, spot-up shooter, great defender, great team defender. He shut down CM's leading scorer, who had games of 45 points and 35 points, and he held him to 1 point. So he's a very good team player, team defender, and knocks down a bunch of shots for us. Tommy O'Neill, who's our second leading scorer, he's our four. He's our tallest guy, so 6'7". He's pretty much, I think he's got a double-double, like 14 and 10. Tommy's come a long way since his freshman year. He's been with the program since his freshman year, but now he's taken on much more bigger role in scoring, becoming a leader, one of our captains, becoming a leader for us, and we look for him in big spots. You know, he alters shots, he gets big rebounds, he's a good foul shooter, and he's developing quite a good post game for us now too. So, and our starting center is Brett McNiff. He's our other co-captain. Brett is like the heart and soul of our team. He's our vocal leader. Like I said, he's a co-captain for us, and he's been playing tremendous lately. He's a fierce competitor. He's scoring has gone up quite a bit in the last few games, and you know, we're just very proud of what he's done for us this year, and he's been with us since his freshman year as well. We have a few guys that come off the bench. Right now, Brian Juwong, who's a really good soccer player, comes in and plays pretty much any position on the floor for us. Guards anybody on the team. Very good on-ball defender, developing his offensive game a little bit more right now too. So he's been huge off the bench for us in any spot, in any position, really. Mikey Aaron, the quarterback for the football team, didn't play last year, so he's still getting his feet under him for basketball, but he's making strides, and he's coming in. He's giving us some major minutes now too. And we've had a few guys on injury that are coming back, Andrew Salima, Colin Lemazny, who are just kind of rounding into form now because of injuries. But, they're working their way back into the mix.
Good. Well, Coach, last question for you on this year's team. What makes them unique compared to other teams that you might have coached or been a part of?
This is a special group. I think all the coaches would would say that this is a very coachable group. We love coming to practice. The kids are very upbeat. They have a positive attitude. You know, we had a couple tough losses, and our practices after those losses have been great. So they're responding well to everything. We expect a big game from everybody Friday. And, you know, this team, you know, they don't let us down. So the effort's there. We've been practicing hard, working hard. So we just got to execute now and hopefully come away with a win on Friday.
All right, John, good talking with you, and good luck Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
John DeLay, head basketball coach at St. John's Prep, with us here on MSO News Sports.